I mean, I did try to argue my case, but she was all, "I won't accept this as an excuse. You have to redo the essay." She's such an insufferable hag. I wanted to bite her neck off right then and there. Anyways, this is my home. Please don't be put off by how it looks. People always act surprised when I tell them I live in a castle, but it's nothing more than a really old mansion. My dad was actually talking about selling it a while ago, but it's family legacy, so he wouldn't do it unless it's absolutely necessary. My family used to be well off, so they could afford this. But growing up, I was a typical suburban girl. Nothing too special. Come inside. I'll show you around the place. Try not to get lost. Dining hall and living room over here, and that door leads to the garden in the back. That room used to be the butler's room, but now it's converted to a gym. I work out there pretty much every evening. Follow me up the stairs. The second floor is much more interesting. Oh, the portraits? They're my ancestors. I could never tell which is which. None of them look anything like me, anyways. If you're interested, my granddad kept a record of the family tree somewhere in his belongings. It's written in cursive, and I never had the motivation to finish reading it. That's my parents' bedroom. Better leave that alone. When I was a kid, I used to live up in this room with my babysitter, but now I need a larger place, so I moved out. My dad uses this as a study now. I know, he's a busy accountant. The place is flooded with paperwork. And I have the third floor all to myself. The only thing above me is the attic, which is mostly storage space now. My study is the first one on the right. You could leave your stuff there. There's plenty of room for working together. This is the bathroom. If I feel like it, I'd spend hours in that huge bathtub playing with soapy bubbles. Shut up! Five rubber ducks are not excessive. This is my bedroom. Come inside. I have so many cool things to show you. Do you like the view? I think it's the best one in the house. You overlook the town center just across the river. I have a king bed with a super soft mattress. It feels amazing to fall asleep on it. It's way too big for a girl like me, though. Sometimes I wish I could have someone lying beside me. But I have a massive Paddington bear for cuddles. Do you want to see it? Mom must have put it back inside the closet. Let me turn the lights on. I know most girls in school would kill to have this wardrobe. What can I say? I'm a lucky girl. Those are formal dresses. I haven't decided which one I want for prom yet. I know that it's months away, but senior prom is most important, and all the girls' talk got me super nervous. That's the underwear section you're walking into, you fucking perv. Here we go. He's a huge, cuddly boy. Don't you think so? I've had this bear since I was 8. Sometimes I literally cannot fall asleep without it. That's my makeup table in the corner. I'm glad you're clueless about lipsticks and highlighters, otherwise, you'd think I'm a spoiled little brat. Oh, the old mirror was almost falling off the wall, so I took it off and got a new one. It's going to have backlighting behind it. Did you know mirrors can do that now? I also bought one of those tall, full-length mirrors, so I could see how cute I am in my outfits, you know? And spend half an hour posing in front of it for Instagram. Anyways, we should probably get some work done. Afterwards, we can play some Xbox, and my parents agreed you can join us for dinner. Sure, make yourself at home. There is a fridge in the kitchen down in the corner on the right. Bring me a Pepsi as well, okay? Thank you. That took you a while. I was getting worried you might have been devouring my ice cream stash. We could do French first, then you could help me with physics, deal? That was the library. Not too many interesting things in there, just dusty books. Well, I'm not sure why that's important. Probably just some irrelevant newspaper cutouts. Look, you and I both grew up here, right? The last time someone reported a vampire sighting was in the fucking Renaissance period, okay? It's a complete hoax. People were stupid back then, and they believed whatever bullshit the church said. Women were burned to death because they were allegedly witches, for fuck's sake. It's a fucking myth. A spooky story you tell the kids at night. You can't possibly believe vampires are real. Oh. You found the family tree? Listen, that wasn't the most reliable source in the world. Some of those people lived and died centuries ago. Spellings were different, and everyone back then wasn't the most creative at naming babies. It could have been someone else entirely. Is that a Wikipedia article you have? See, it even says that it's a folk legend. See. Yeah, the date of birth matches as well. Okay. Please don't freak out on me. You win, okay? You got me. I'm descended from a vampire family, but that doesn't mean I want to hurt you. I've never, attacked humans. I would never do that, especially to you. Please don't go. If you just stay for 1 minute and let me just explain, please. My parents have raised me like a normal human girl. They wanted me to fit in with the world. It's not possible for our kind to roam in the darkness and hunt down villagers anymore. We have to blend in. And I've tried so hard to act normal. To keep this burning secret my entire life. I've stayed away from mirrors. I pretend to faint whenever I see blood. Everyone thought I had a phobia for bloodshed. The truth is, I'm stopping myself from being attracted to it. But despite all my efforts, I'm still a lonely soul. I'm too scared to let anyone close. And I've never felt safe when humans are around me. You've probably noticed. I don't hang out much with anyone other than you. I'm not a fan of social circles. Too much risk of exposing myself. So I hung back at the parties and kept a low profile. I didn't even date anyone. Several boys did try to ask me out, but I never said yes. How could I? At least I know that they're attracted to me. I guess people like my pale skin and smooth dark hair. But with you, everything feels different. I'm more at ease around you. Like, I could let my guard down. Throughout high school, you've always been nothing but genuine and supportive of me. You've also treated me as a close friend, closer than I could have ever imagined with a human boy. And you're so into fantasy and folktales. Remember when you used to read me spooky stories over the phone? I wish I could tell you that I was one of them. Okay, you've probably suspected this already, but I have feelings for you. No! Romantic ones, not predatory ones. Screw you. I'm trying to tell you how much I love you, silly. Can't you see it? I wish that we could be together. I feel so lonely without you. I dream we could be a normal human couple, and I wouldn't have to worry about who I really am. See? I didn't bite you. You can trust me. I just want to be your girlfriend. You kissed me back. So, you must want this to happen. Okay. Well, we could move to my room. Let me show you how comfy my bed is. Hey! Please, be gentle. This is my first time. You can teach me. I've seen videos of humans having sex. I can't be that different, right? Would you like me to take off your clothes? You have a really nice body. You could overpower me even if I try to hurt you. But I'm pinned down on the bed, and I only want to pleasure you to the highest degree. Hey! Just because I have a huge wardrobe doesn't mean you could tear my blouse open like that, okay? I'm glad you're impressed. My family has great genes. That's why I'm so fit. Being slow doesn't catch those pesky humans. Just kidding. Relax. You know how much I love you. Your tongue is teasing my nipple. A tingling sensation. How did you do that? Is that your hand on the inside of my thigh? Oh, fuck. Please, just have your way with me. I've never had anyone touch me like that before. Your hand hiking all the way up my skirt. My panties are soaking wet for you. Your fingers are so delicate, God. This is better than touching myself. So much better. Oh. If this is just two fingers, I can't even begin to think of what you would do with just your cock. Yes, pull down my panties and lift the skirt up. Can we do missionary? I heard it's the easiest for beginners and it hurts the least. Yeah, pull my legs up and swore them apart. I think I'm ready. Fuck, all of that's going to fit inside of me? How is that even possible? Was that just a tip? Please go slow. I'm kind of scared. Can you hold my hands, please? It makes me feel so much safer knowing that I'm losing my virginity to you. Oh, God. It went in. Okay. Okay, you're inside of me now. It did hurt a bit, but I'm all right. It's just I've never felt anything like this. I guess I'm having sex now. Yay me. It's even better. Oh, it gets even better as your cock slides in and out of me. How do I feel compared to human girls? Is my pussy much tighter? Oh, I'm glad you're enjoying this as well. You didn't even bother to take my skirt off. Something new. Your pick. Okay, I'll get on all fours for you and take my skirt off. Now I'm naked apart from my black stockings. My pussy is facing you. Some girls told me that doggy style's the best for deep penetration. Is that true? You naughty boy. I guess there's only one way to find out. Fuck. Your hands on my waist, gripping me tighter as you thrust into me. To have a mirror in front of me. Oh, you would love to see the pleasure and joy in my face right now. But you can't, because I don't have a reflection. Oh, I'm sorry. I just had to make that stupid joke. Hey, don't spank me. Oh, I guess the girls were right. Oh, I feel your cock so much deeper than ever before. Oh, it must be halfway to my tummy now. Oh, faster, babe. Oh, faster, faster. Just like that. Oh, I can feel it coming. Oh, that's so smart. That's so smart. Oh, are you gonna come? Are you gonna come? Yes, that's right. That's right. Oh, come with me, come with me, come with me now. Now, right now. Fuck. Oh, you came so much inside of me. Some of it's dripping along my legs. Special. We can just lie on my bed until my parents get back. I have a question. Can I call myself your girlfriend now? Yes. I knew that you'd accept me. I've always been scared that I'd live a lonely life, all by myself, in this empty old castle. But now I have you, and I won't ever have to worry about that again. Will you stay behind for dinner? I promise you, my mom is the best cook ever. I think it's vegetarian tonight. I hope you can get used to it.